The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Indira Naidoo.
Good morning, Indira. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Didn't have anywhere better to be.
We're going to have someone who can actually answer our consumer inquiries today. And how good is this going to be? Which is the best satiny caftan on the market? Any ideas?
It would have to be one that Kamal wears.
Oh, look, that's the one we want. It's caftan week next week on Get This. Those women's magazines, there's some suggestion that those sources and onlookers are made up. Have you heard anything about this?
I couldn't believe it, no.
We're going to test that theory today. There's so much coming. Have you got a segment, Ed? Have you got something planned?
Pet psychics.
Pet psychics. That's more sizzle than we normally have on a Friday. It's all coming up on Get This, and as George Clooney likes to say,
if we turn our heads and look away and hope that it'll all disappear, then they will.
That's Duran Duran. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Get This on Triple M around the nation. It's me, Tony Martin. It's that man, Ed Cavalier.
Morning.
It's the man pushing buttons that our listeners have taken to calling Veronica Marsland.
How you doing, Tony?
And Men Are From Mars. That's my favourite.
Yeah.
Men Are From... Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's quite clever.
According to your Wikipedia page, people like to call you Men Are From.
The ever-factual Wikipedia.
And here's someone else who's in Wikipedia. It's Indira Naidoo.
Hello, boys.
Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Most people come on this show just people we know, people we've met down the pub. But occasionally we just see someone on the telly and go, hey, she'd be good.
Yeah,
we saw you going toe-to-toe with Naomi Robson. We said, how cool would it be to get Indira Naidoo in here?
To talk shampoo.
Oh, that was what you were doing?
Yeah, what shampoo do you use?
Oh, look, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It's in a blue bottle. I haven't really done any testing.
No frills, man.
No frills. It's not
Milo. No more tears.
No more tears.
No more tears. Yeah, that's the kids one. You can just like stuff it in your eyes and nothing will happen.
Are we going to be doing that on the show today?
Give it a crack.
Consumer testing.
They'll do that.
I just don't. I mean, I'm sure Bilo products are fine. Mm-mm. It just always sounds like there's going to be bile in them, though.
Yeah. Well, I still maintain that my friend's got trench mouth from having too many Bilo canned tomatoes.
Trench mouth.
Yeah.
Did this happen in World War One?
No, this happened a couple of years ago. If you've got enough variety in your diet, you get trench mouth, where your body starts eating itself rather than digesting
there's
Bilo canned.
There's plenty of variety in your diet.
You know it.
It's all on the table in front of you.
Muesli and/or tea and/or more muesli.
Help yourself to the Bay Marie, Indira, if you must. But you've thrown a cat amongst the pigeons because you are, of course, the ambassador for choice, are you not?
I am. I am the font of all knowledge.
So do people just come up to you in the street and say, which shampoo should I buy?
They do, actually.
Do they?
Right.
No, it happened at the airport yesterday. Someone had seen it. It wasn't about shampoo, but it was about fresh fruit and vegetables. I'd done an interview on A Current Affair. And he said, I've got vegetable droop. What do you suggest I do?
Hello?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. A bit personal.
And just set up your little stand and go to work?
I tested his vegetable for droop. And yes, indeed, it was a bit droopy. And I recommend that he buy his vegetables a bit fresher and maybe not store them in his fridge as long. So he was pretty happy with that solution.
Good. That is the kind of sensible advice we're going to have on the show today.
I'm enjoying it. It's going to be factual. I can't wait.
Hey, you used to do that feedback show on the ABC, did you not?
I did.
Is that still on?
No. Yeah. I managed to kill that off.
The feedback on feedback was quite poor.
look, the feedback was pretty good, but, the internal feedback that the show got wasn't so good. So, but, it might have another incarnation. We were following the back chat tradition.
Yes.
And sort of slightly ruined that tradition, I guess.
But they do the ABC if they have something that's good. They had a show called Quantum years ago that actually literally saved people's lives by pointing out about hemochromatosis, iron storing deal.
Yeah.
About a month after that, people going into the doctor, literally having their lives saved. Mm. Better get rid of that.
Yeah.
We need more repeats of Birds of a Feather.
Yeah, exactly. It's got its own life-saving qualities.
But Batchat was fantastic.
Because
you could call in and have a whinge. Someone would do a posh version of your voice. Yeah, ABC.
That's true.
It had everything.
The session actor would come in and posh you up. But don't they do that thing where they put your call to air so it's your own voice with your own whinge and your own...
They do that?
Yeah, we used to do that too. Look, people would put requests about whose voice they would like to do their voice. Yeah.
What was the main... Who did people want?
Someone wanted John Howard to play their voice.
John Howard?
Yeah. Funnily enough.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm not very happy with the fact that
Ian Palmer doesn't have any DVDs out.
People just in with that kind of stuff. Or what if, did they get you to do the voice? Because you've got a good voice. Yeah, do you do any ads?
No. Although someone did suggest I should do some 0055 sort of ads. But
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't you spend some time talking to the 0055, our friends at the 0055 yesterday, Tom?
I did call the 0055 lines. Like, am I allowed to say why?
Yeah, of course you are.
We're trying to put out an album here at Get This.
I know, yeah.
But it's going to be a special just for the listeners only.
Mm.
1,000 copies stamped album. But don't think that means it's going to be rubbish.
No, what?
Don't think it's going to be showing up in Choice just because it's going to be limited edition.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to track down people who we've spoken to, and I had to call up Amanda on the sex phone line.
Who'd you get?
I got Abby. And okay, what? You're quite happy to have Amanda in your ad? See, that's it. There you go. Sex phone lines.
There
you
go.
Subject them to the choice test?
Well, it's something for us to do. No, we haven't looked at it at this stage, but
right.
But we could
get a lot of volunteers.
We would.
Yeah.
You boys.
Marsden would be.
Bang up for it.
Well, I had to. You know, I'm having to call them up. It's work related, of course, and we're taping it all. Mm. You know, for possibly a segment on the show.
Mm,
and I love how on the sex phone lines it says, you know. This call may be monitored for
training purposes.
For quality assurance. And I go, really? So there's going to be a meeting somewhere where they're going to be playing these calls back. Mm. Could have got to the point quicker, I think, Crystal.
Yeah, Crystal, really.
Could have kept them on the line a bit longer, I think.
It doesn't sound like you're home alone, Crystal. It's people in the background. Jeez, Crystal.
Yeah, turn off the washer dryer.
Exactly. Try and turn Dr. Phil down just a little bit.
So, yes, Ed, I was calling sex phone lines yesterday. I don't think Indira wants to know about that.
Mm-mm.
Feedback, what kind of complaints did you get? What was the most common complaint?
Most common complaint were the number of promotions for ABC products in between programs.
Ah.
ABC viewers thought that was really a commercial.
I never thought of that, and they're right.
Yeah. There are a lot of them.
Was there a lot of complaints coming from someone calling themselves T. Martin about how obscure British and American television shows are played late at night?
Funnily enough, there probably was. Oh, there were a lot of complaints about the amount of British television on the ABC.
It is mystifying. It is completely mystifying as to why the ABC is so British. What is that about? I mean, The Sopranos? Why couldn't that be on the ABC? That's better than most of your ludicrous Midsummer murder nonsense.
Yeah, how many murders can take place in one village?
There's just this idea that if it's British, it's therefore quality and it should be on the ABC. Why can't we have Six Feet Under or Curb Your Enthusiasm or Deadwood on the ABC?
Or we have old episodes of The West Wing on the ABC now.
Yeah, see, that's it. Every now and then, they'll just buy some American show like Nero Wolf and put that. What's that about?
What's Nero Wolf?
It was some detective show they obviously bought.
But the detective wasn't a wolf.
He wasn't a wolf.
See, now there's your problem.
That would have been good.
There's your problem. Wolf that solves crime.
See?
I'm in.
Too good for the ABC.
Yeah.
But it was obviously some show they got a stall out of the front of an American TV station. We'll give you Nero Wolf.
$10 an episode.
What's going on at the ABC with the new boss? Why did that bloke, the drama guy, Scott Meek, get sacked? Because he was incredibly popular with almost everybody. What's that about, Indira and I do?
Look, obviously I'm not an employee of the ABC anymore and I'm not privy to all those private conversations.
So I go to town.
Look, it's a time of great change in the organisation.
Oh, how diplomatic is that?
Wow.
The suggestion is because he had greenlit a show called Bastard Boys about what was going on the waterfronts a few years ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he'd also greenlit a telly movie about Labor Prime Minister John Curtin.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't doing the ideas that the new bloke in charge, Kim Dalton, wanted, which was a series, I think, called Alexander Downer, Genius or Superman.
That's everyone's question.
So he's been given the arse. Just get someone in there who doesn't, at the end of Extras, okay, Extras finishes, fades to black, the music should come
in,
the title should come on. Yeah. It's a beautifully engineered moment. Ricky Gervais, put a bit of thought into it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someone at the ABC, no, let's have an ad for next week's episode in there, like we're Channel 10. What's that about, Indira?
Having to answer for a lot.
I know. I think that it is very difficult working in an organisation like the ABC that is reliant on government funding.
Mm.
So you're always going to have to balance up making sure that your main shareholder, so to speak, is happy with what you do with your charter of delivering quality independent programming.
I think that's absolutely right. And the other thing Indira is trying to say is, Tony, you're the only one that notices these things.
But hang on, aren't we the main shareholders? Aren't the taxpayers the shareholders of the ABC?
Nah,
I think that's the debate.
Oh.
Yeah, nah, okay.
Yeah,
Yeah. All right.
No dice.
There's a bit of that kind of debate going on about Medibank.
Oh, yes.
You know, selling Medibank. To who does it belong to?
Do I own Medibank?
I think you do. All right. I think it's under your name.
Fantastic. Get some work done.
Contact Ed Cavalier. Is that something the choice of tackle? Medical insurance. Is it a dodge?
We have. It's actually one of our major campaigns in terms of what sort of medical cover people get, the quality of health cover. And it's really poor at the moment in Australia. Mm. It's not equal access for everyone. And the private health insurance rebate that was introduced to try to, you know, boost the quality of health cover hasn't really worked. It's really still favoured the people who were going to be able to pay it for, you know, good quality cover. So we don't think it's a fair system and that it's working well.
Because I spend a fortune on medical insurance.
And now I've got to do all Tone's procedures. That's part of my job here. I've been left with the, you know, I've got to do all the work. I've got to read these textbooks. I don't know what an areola is, but I've got to cut it out. I've got to cut it out, freeze it in case he wants it back.
That's a breast nipple, yeah, isn't it?
I think you do know what that is, Ed Cavalier.
Well,
going by the photos and the social pages, you're well familiar with the areola concept. But, you know, the medical insurance, I spend a fortune, thousands of dollars, because I'm such a medical nightmare. But then, you know, you never claim on anything. And then you, like, buy a pair of nerdish glasses. And it's like $400. Yeah. And you go, hey, I've got the glasses thing on my medical insurance. I'll call them up and they go, yeah, we'll give you $39.50. Okay, that's $400. If my house burns down, you get the value of a new house. Nah, we'll give you $39.40. And I'm going, right, so when you send my $1,200 bill next year, can I just go, yeah, I'll give you $72.80. Happy with that, Medibank? I mean, what's that about, Indira and I do?
They hang up.
It's the gaps.
The gaps.
Yes, it's called the gaps. And we're pushing for, you know, no gap cover so that you get covered for all your procedures and all the things like those very bad glasses you're wearing. So, you know, it's really important that the upfront figure someone pays, you know, is what they get back. So.
I made those glasses, Indira. Thank you very much.
He stamps them out on an anvil.
And they're the nicest coat hanger glasses you're ever likely to see.
Out of pipe cleaners.
Absolutely.
I think we've demonstrated our serious credentials to Indira.
Yep.
We've set up a program worthy of her presence.
You know it.
Now let's drag her down to our level next on Get This. It'd be Eskimo Joe here at Get This around the nation on Triple M. Myself, Tony Martin, the Ed Cavalier. You might know him as the
Nickelback. Nickelback.
He is a Nickelback liker, and Indira Naidu is with us. I don't think she can claim that, though.
No, I don't mind Nickelback occasionally. I
don't mind your pants around your feet.
Like a paperback novel. These things are all fine.
Try everything once.
Yes, well, I've been doing my research, and I certainly got onto Wikipedia to see if you were on there, Indira. I must say your page is relatively libel-free.
Hey. Yeah, I've just updated it.
No, it's a good. Whereas Ed Cavalier over there, his page is in constant flux.
What's happened now? What have I done now?
Well, there's a lot of stuff you don't want me to read out because it's about that film that you don't like to talk about.
About that, yep.
Also says you worked as a drama teacher at a private school in Sydney. Is that right?
I did for a while. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, what was that like?
Right? We did after school drama, and we all just, you know, just explored the space. You know what I mean? Just really. Just got into the space, and it was an improv class.
Yeah.
Because I said I was a drama teacher, but I'm not. So
is this just to meet women somehow?
It was high school. They were high school students, and I was like older.
Yeah, but you're hot for teacher.
Oh,
remember that? Remember that episode? We had a whole episode where you were hot for teacher.
There was a hot teacher there. That's another story. But we just do like little improv workshops, and then we put on a show, and the kids were. It was great. It was really good.
And how long did you last in that?
I was 6 weeks.
Well, how did that end?
I just
space jump went just, horribly wrong.
Just you know, artistic differences.
Artistic differences.
You know,
they saw the KFC ad. Richard Marsland, what's going on your page?
Yes,
all kinds of. Well, we discovered that you used to host Dick's Box on the Shebang. I didn't know about that.
Yep. It was massive. It was a blockbusting segment.
Wow, there's a lot going on here. You used to also do, you were behind some catchphrase character on Adelaide Radio. You're Thorpey from Redwood Park. Who's that?
Oh, okay. That's amazing. I didn't voice the character. I used to write the character. He was a stoner, who was locked in his flat with his flatmate Tripper, and I was just the guy in the background yelling out everything.
Yeah, what kind of stuff would you yell out?
Just go off mic. No, basically, I'd just repeat everything that he said.
Like?
Comical, well, like? I don't know. If he said something like, g'day, it's Thorpey from Redwood Park, I'd just yell out, and it's Thorpey from Redwood Park! Like that. And for some reason, it just worked. It
was that's fair.
It's a rhythm thing, Tony.
That's all right.
I'm into that.
We're learning stuff off the Wikipedia. Yeah. Indira Naidoo. She got married in Las Vegas. Is that true?
Yeah, that's right.
I got married in Las Vegas.
Did you?
Did we
marry each other?
Possibly. It's quite possible because everyone in a photo in those wedding chapels is so drunk they wouldn't remember their own wedding. It's just Bruce Willis looking with a tie skew if. Dan Aykroyd, like going, he'll never remember marrying that woman when he wakes up. Where did you get married?
We got married at the Little Candlelight Wedding Chapel.
No, we went to the Little White Chapel. There are 150 to choose from. We went to the only one with the drive-through window.
Well, ours is the only freestanding chapel on the Strip, apparently. That's its claim to fame. And we went the whole hog. We did the Elvis impersonator as well.
Oh, yeah.
Who didn't look like Elvis and couldn't sing. So.
Was he young or old?
I couldn't tell he was wearing that much makeup.
Because there was two to choose from. There was the young Elvis and the old. And they said it's $40 more for the older Elvis. Because he takes it a lot more seriously. And we're going, really? And he goes, yeah, look out in the car park. And there he was, busting a few karate moves. Waiting to just, you know, enhance any union. No, we didn't have Elvis. Who did you have actually performing the service?
We actually had who we dubbed Malibu Barbie, a celebrant who had done 50 weddings that day before our wedding.
50 weddings,
yeah, two-minute weddings. Ours was very long and traditional. It was about 8 minutes long.
By the time the photos have developed in the booth, you're already married.
Wow. Hey,
that's how quick it happens.
So are you trying to tell me that when people invite me to weddings that take, you know, like 2 days and all day and stuff, it doesn't need to?
No. They're wasting your time.
See, why did you go down that path, Indira?
Why did we go down that? Well, we'd actually been to Vegas the year before doing a documentary for Channel 10. Yep. So we got to know the place really well and we spent a lot of time watching people getting married because people do, there's Star Trek weddings there, people jump out of planes, pirate ship weddings. And the Elvis in the Chapel wedding really appealed to us. And so when we decided to do it next year, we thought, why not? And it, you know, meant that we didn't have to invite the mother-in-law as well.
Just laugh? We just laughed continuously. You feel a bit wrong afterwards. It's like you've committed some kind of moral crime.
You feel like you're actually married.
Yeah, well, no, sort of. Yeah.
Well, I don't know with you, Tony, but we thought we should just send out invites to all our friends. We didn't really want them to come, but just to say, you know, we're getting married in Vegas, but I obviously understand if you won't be able to make it. Well, about 25 of our friends actually rocked up.
Really?
Yeah.
In costume?
Yeah, well, they were, yeah, very states of dress and undress, I think, when they arrived.
To me, it was all about serviette rings. I just, you know.
You serious?
There's some guy I know was getting married and he aged about 5 years and 6 months because he was just going, oh, mate, I've got to go home and choose serviette rings. We've got to have the serviette rings meeting tonight. Now, I never want to have a discussion about serviette rings in my life.
No.
It's meant to be fun. There should be laughs.
And is it people like literally just waiting in line? Like, do you just sort of...
Yeah, the people after us, the bride was in a wheelchair. Okay. I don't know why. And he was wheeling her in.
Could have gone through the drive-through window.
Yeah, exactly.
Saved a bit of time.
Fantastic. There we go.
But it's true. It does save the stress out of weddings. And you know, a company has just introduced Australia's first wedding insurance policy.
Yes.
And when we were asked about, you know, what our thoughts about it work, because we see it as junk insurance, unnecessary, like the crocodile insurance you can get at the moment as well.
Really?
And when the woman doing the article said, but, you know, there's a lot of expense involved in weddings. It's $30,000 and all this time and effort and... And I just said, well, don't spend all that time and effort money. You know, just get married in a park. You don't won't need the insurance.
Absolutely,
you know, people spend way too much money on weddings.
Yeah. Sensible advice.
Yeah. Very sensible. Yeah.
And you go to Las Vegas. Did you have?
Wait a second. You said pirate ship wedding.
Yeah.
Is there like the only freestanding pirate ship on the Strip that I can go to, or is it?
Well, at Treasure Island, there's this pirate ship that you can like swing on a rope onto with your partner, and then a captain with an eye patch and a bird and every parrot marries
a parrot?
You.
Actually,
but it's not a real parrot.
Oh, no. I'd pay the extra $40 to get the real parrot.
I think it's mechanized. Its sort of beak moves a little bit.
Right.
And then another pirate ship attacks your pirate ship and cannons go off.
Wow.
And your ship sort of sinks and you sort of fall into the water and are rescued. And that's all part of it.
No, but I rescue my bride, right? Surely.
Well, you meant to. Yeah.
See, now Ed's interested in getting married. He does get a lot of marriage proposals. And a lot of them are from women.
Really?
So, you know, get on board.
Rescue someone. That's what I'm going to do. Pirate ship wedding for sure. Yeah. I'm going to pay. I want a real parrot, though. I want a real parrot that holds rings in its mouth.
And what about a real bride? Do you have someone to actually marry?
Look, India, I don't have time for details, all right? The parrot's as far as I'll go.
We had the weirdest thing that happened with our wedding is that because it was that the Little White Chapel's famous for having a sign out the front that says, where Joan Collins and Michael Jordan got married, suggesting, yes, that they'd married each other. And so we come back, and we'd been to America. It was the first time I'd been to America. First film I saw, Mars Attacks.
Oh, yes.
It's not about you, Richard Marsden.
Bummer.
It is one of your nicknames, though, according to Wikipedia. And so we get back to Australia, and our first guest back on Martin Malloy, the show I was doing, was Tim Burton.
Oh, yes.
Who made and he was promoting Mars Attack. So I'd seen it in America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got married about 2 days later.
Then you said.
And then he comes on the show, and I say I got married in Las Vegas. He goes, hey, which one did you get married at? And I go, the Little White Chapel. Ah, you mean where Michael Jordan and John Collins got married? I go, yeah, that's the one. He goes, I blow it up and Mars Attacks. I go, really? He goes, yeah, slow it down. Slow down the footage. I blow it up. I blow it to the sky.
That's great.
And I'm going, wow. So 2 days before we got married, we saw the place we were getting married in being blown up by Martians. And that wasn't a warning to maybe not go through with it.
I like how Marsden thought for a split second that someone had gone to the trouble of making a movie about him called Mars Attacks.
Really?
Oh, bummer. Oh, well. Good while it lasted.
Well, all right. You're hitched, Indira. We've learned that. There's more to get through. There's other things you've done.
Really?
Of note.
Of not much.
We're going to get... I know. Ed, sorry. I know you want to do that segment, but look how many fingers our producer is holding up. She's a mutant.
Look at that.
We've got more coming up on Get This. Get
This. It sounds like a radical idea for the kids, but I'm not too sure that Mom and Dad and me as a parent would be too comfortable with that.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito on Triple M.
Let's get this around the nation on Triple M. Somebody sent in. Who sent in this thing? Radio for Dummies.
Oh, that's good. That looks good.
We must credit this person. We will find out who did it, but somebody's decided. Indira Naidu is with us, by the way. That I am the bloke from the Dummies logo.
It's a good lookalike.
It's a very good resemblance.
And it's Radio for Dummies, and they've got Plum Injuries, Dickinson, Prize Kings, Relieving Your Bowser, Snato Garro, Rex Hunt. They're obviously onto this program.
Snato Garro?
It's even mentioned.
Fantastic.
And in a joke on a joke, they've spelt the spelling mistake incorrectly. Yes. That's beautiful.
Touche.
And we will have to name that person by the end of the program. That's very rude. That's how incompetent our paperwork is here tonight. Indira, what's, on the car stereo at the moment? You're leaving this idiotic program. You're down in the car. You're driving off into heavy traffic. What do you have on the stereo?
Well, I guess it depends if I need to absorb information on what's happening on the day, because I need to sort of be across the breaking news. So it tends to be ABC radio when I'm doing that, yes.
Nah, you just got to get somewhere in a hurry. You need some driving music. What do you put on?
What would I put on?
Iron Maiden?
Yeah. Something high energy. Guitar? Yeah. Synthesizers? Yeah.
Can you oblige, Ed Cavalli?
The synth is on the fritz.
but surprising.
The guitar's in full swing. 2, 3, 4.
Indira's driving away.
She'll be back.
That's Tom Petty here at Get This with a bit of free falling. We are, of course, brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz Vito. Yeah. It's the classiest van on the market. Sounds nothing like that.
Can we tell people what that is for those just baffled? And
people know what it is, Ed.
I don't.
Listen, men.
Indira Naidu doesn't. She's here.
Men are from. That's Ricky M on the Charlene 5000 electric drum kit when he brought it in. A little piece he calls employment.
Uh-huh. It's an extension of my body. I'm a surgeon with the Charlene 5000.
You are.
It fails to suggest the magnificent safety features of the Vito, but nonetheless, on we go. Indira, you've got, you are the ambassador. What is your official title for choice?
Media spokesperson and media manager for choice.
I think this is a chance to do a bit of consumer watch. What do you reckon about that?
I'm into that. Okay. Massively into that.
Maddie D has come up with some kind of opening music. Don't know what it is. Hit that button.
Mind the door.
Are you the
I'm paying money.
Welcome to Consumer Watch. I'll get this.
Indira.
Yes, Indira. Indeed.
Okay, that's now that's obviously are you being served. Do you know the happy fellow at the end? Mm-hmm. I'm paying money fellow?
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Rex?
Mm-hmm.
Good, good. She's just nodding, going, I don't want to be in the lawsuit, boys.
She's been in more complicated programs than this.
Fantastic. That was, Matt, that was brilliant.
Now, Choice Magazine, they have this fantastic magazine, but you have to subscribe to that, don't you?
Yes, you do. If you go to our website at choice.com.au, you can subscribe to the magazine or just subscribe to individual articles on the website, so you don't have to pay for the whole magazine if you don't want.
Because it looks like the family circle is biting the dust.
Oh, no.
Just not enough insiders and sources and pals, obviously. Well, look, the front is not, has Paris got a telltale baby bump?
No.
It's just a pudding.
I mean, and it's well-sourced. It's delicious.
It's a delicious pudding. But these days, people are just not going to buy a mag because there's a pudding on the front.
And it's the wrong time of the year. Who eats puddings?
So true. So true. And look, these are some of the articles they've got. You know, while they're doing the secret gay list over at Who, Family Circle.
New Weekly, by the way.
Oh, okay. Has had, Who Weekly, absolutely. They're leading off with all about antioxidants. There's not a lot of cut-through in that, you know? And then while your New Weekly's got, you know, stars without undies on, Family Circle's gone for revamp the fridge door. Now, I'm a big fan of the fridge door. It's never going to beat Celebrities Without Undies.
Well, I just think, you know, we've talked often about, you know, the veracity of the insiders and the sources. See, this is a good Consumer Watch, Indira. I mean, how real? When you're reading a mag and you see an onlooker noted, and then there's an extremely specific quote from, you know, somebody about the state of their marriage, because these people just walk around discussing their marriage in public.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think that's a real person?
Yeah, absolutely. Doesn't everyone?
Well, according to the ACP editorial director of Women's Magazines, Louisa Hatfield.
I don't believe a word of it.
She says nothing is made up in these mags. When it comes to local celebrities, everything we put in the magazine is checked.
Wait a second, local
celebrities? Yeah, local, because they might sue.
There it is.
That's what that means.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When it comes to international celebrities, we check as much as we can.
Well, does that mean?
We're not sitting around making stuff up. That's what people think, and that's just wrong, wrong, wrong. That's three wrongs.
That's three wrongs. Well, three wrongs.
She concedes that many of the so-called baby bumps her mags draw readers' attention to are nothing more than bloat.
How do they check that? Does someone walk up and poke the celebrity in the stomach?
So,
oh, that's just bloat.
So the news is Brian Dennehy is not pregnant.
What?
But, you know, so I don't know.
I don't, I mean, I don't believe him. I mean, I believe the lunches, but I find the restaurant giant is a bit hard to take.
Sources say that Britney Spears has kicked Kevin Federline out of the house again.
Oh, yes. What for?
After his dismal performance at the Teen Choice Awards. Is that on TV this weekend? I think it might be.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, you can see that for yourself.
It's terrible.
What did he do?
Oh, he did his latest single. That was the problem.
Yeah.
Ouch. K-Fed, I'm sure you get like a choice. People calling up going, you know, should we invest in America's Most Hated? Or would that be a poor consumer decision?
There are a few other priorities.
I'll bet. Anyway, that's going on. Sources say there's an article here about Paris Hilton's CD. Consumers weren't impressed by that.
Oh, how are they looking? How's it going?
There's an entire article here, but I think the key word is languishing.
Oh, languishing in the charts.
Paris herself seems oblivious to the bad buzz and poor sales. She thinks her debut effort is awesome, saying, this is a quote, I like cry when I listen to it.
I like cry?
I like cry when I listen to it. It's so good, she says. Paris believes people can't get enough of her music, claiming that when DJs play her songs in clubs, quote, people go crazy. You're out there in those capsicum bomb-infested nightclubs. People going crazy?
Well, Tone, if ever I'm out, between the bleeding of the eyes from the capsicum, if ever a Hilton track comes on, I have been known to go a little Poco Loco, if you know what I mean. little Coco Bananas. And just start, you know, going off on the DF.
Well, see, there's an example of something people might like to call in and...
What about your Fashion Week, Tone?
Is that really subject to...
Yeah, a bit of Consumer Watch on your old Fashion Week. Because have a look at that. This is the new sort of look for Fashion Week this year. Indira, is it just that Devo is the new black? There's a lot of very tall red hats going on.
It's very, very papal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a touch of the papalcy. And look at these guys. Look at this Andy Warhol print on T-shirts, pretending it's their own idea. Not cool.
So this is the kind of stuff we want?
Yeah.
We want people to call in with stuff they're not happy with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stuff they're not digging, or stuff they are digging.
Yeah.
Stuff they're totally loving. I had a friend that bought a pasta machine.
Yeah.
Can't get enough.
That's good.
It's gnocchi for breakfast. It's breakfast gnocchi, lunchtime gnocchi, dessert. Ever had a dessert gnocchi, Rich?
No, not
Delicious.
Yet.
Delicious.
No. I have to get on board.
Are these the kind of things people contact Choice about, Indira?
Look, some of those. We're actually starting our own awards because there are so many products that people complain about. We're calling them the Shonkies.
Oh, great. And, who's hosting?
Roy and H. Jones.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
They'll get down on the Shonkies.
Yeah. So October the 19th, we're shaming and naming these Shonky products. And just to give you a taste of some of the products, one of them is a robot vacuum, you know, those little disc
vacuum
cleaners that you're meant to just let off and they go and clean on their own.
Yeah.
Well, they don't work on carpets. They work on hard floors. But every time they hit an object or a wall, they drop all the dirt they've collected in little piles around the carpet. So they make your carpet dirtier.
What if that's what you want, though? What you're looking for?
If that's what you want, you're very happy, really. But
Indira, have you, little robots, have you dealt with, personal robots? Like, little robot pets and, little robot friends and helpers?
No, not personally, no.
No, for the Choice?
They haven't tested them?
No.
We rank the robot dogs. They haven't done that article yet.
Desperate for that. Rank your mechanical pets.
All right, there's another one I'll put to the scientists.
Right, sweet, I'm into that.
Hey, Indira, what word do you like pronouncing the most?
Oh, it's a toss-up between Srebrenica or José Ramos Horta.
Oh, that's great.
Well done.
They were fantastic.
That's really good.
I want a CD burner of those for the car. I saw Kenny. Remember Kenny Callender?
Yeah, the race caller.
He was on TV the other night and they were saying, which was the sports name that you least like to say?
I don't look back fondly on Hansi Kronje.
Oh, sorry. That may have been a lie. Wow.
Yes.
Are we going to get the listeners on board? It was gratuitous. And how far did I have to go to get to it?
So far.
That was a trip around the coast just to get to that.
What? All right, fair enough. I liked it, though.
People can call in about anything today.
Yes,
and
they can.
And Indira and I do is here. She's sort of a grown-up. We don't have many grown-ups on the program.
Yeah.
I'm only sort of, though.
Yeah, only sort of.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I'm kind of dizzy today, too.
I know you haven't eaten for a bit.
I have not. And Ed Cavalier, this is like his ultimate nightmare. He could not believe it when I said, I haven't eaten anything since Wednesday night.
I said, not even a steak?
Not even a massive juicy steak. I'm fasting for one of my many medical procedures.
Yep.
This afternoon I'm having cameras stuck in me. Mm-hmm. But don't worry, it's not serious. It's just a pilot. Sorry, I do that joke every time.
Hey, boom, boom.
We're going to be voting organs out of me. That's what we're going to be doing.
Who's hosting?
Hot dogs. We couldn't secure them. Couldn't nail them down.
Imagine a half hour of Tony Spleen and hot dogs. Jeez. You know,
I'd watch it.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get the footage because they take camera footage. When they stick cameras in you, they take some footage.
Yeah.
I reckon we put that up on the internet.
Good.
And then we put up an episode of that Todd McKinney show.
Good.
And we see which gets the most hits.
That's good. Your internal workings are with best new talent at the Logies.
I'm saying that my internal workings are going to kick the ass of, what is that show?
You may be right.
You may be right. Let's put that to the ultimate consumer test.
Finally a point to this program. After months and months, we finally got there. Oh, don't let that go. I'm not going to let that go, Tony. That is wonderful.
Goes better than the Shaft of Hope. Probably the footage will be very similar. That was our attempt to do the Todd and Brand story.
Yeah, they might not be able to tell it apart.
That's true.
That often happens. Okay, Indira's here. She's sensible. She'll give you advice on consumer decision-making.
Yeah.
On anything you want to talk about, call us now at, get this, 133353. That's the Veronica here at Get This Around the Nation, where we're joined by the gorgeous and informative Indira Naidoo.
So informative.
So informative. I've never been so informed.
We've got a prize, Tone.
I'm much more informed than I am when Greg Fleet comes in.
Yeah, yeah. Fleet's good for Camus, but that's about it.
A prize?
Yeah, we've got a prize. Rich, you haven't got the music queued up. You're going to have to do it.
Yes! Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Clint Eastwood's best movies on DVD available now for a limited time. We've got copies of Dirty Harry.
Yeah. That's it.
It's copies of Dirty Harry.
Because I forgot to do it earlier.
Right, so everyone gets a copy of Dirty Harry.
No, that's not true.
So they're calling in with a consumer complaint and they're going away inflamed with vengeance and revenge.
Oh, no.
Fantastic.
Some people are getting Sudden Impact.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you've got all the Dirty Harrys.
Yeah.
Oh, so hang on. So you've got the 5 Dirty Harrys.
Yeah.
Indira, have Choice Magazine ranked them in order of
that's
quality?
That's a good idea.
Have they done that?
That's a good idea. What about American
Pie?
Original.
The original is best.
The original is the best, that's true.
I'm just walking out on a limb there.
Yeah, no,
making a call on my own.
Siegel
that's
original.
That's not the view of Choice, the organisation.
So it does get a bit wacky. There's the Deadpool. Mm-hmm. Is he chasing a robot car at one point?
Isn't there, Jim Carrey's a, which one is he, a dead body?
He's a rock singer and he's miming Welcome to the Jungle.
That's it.
In one of the opening scenes.
Is that in the Deadpool?
Yeah, no, it is.
Because he's also in Pink Cadillac. Does that mean that... And he also does an impression of Clint Eastwood. Okay, this is probably something for off air. Probably
something
not
for the nerds.
Go.
Okay.
Hey.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right.
What do you want to name and shame?
I'm sorry, I'm a bit confused. I wasn't naming and shaming. My 30-year-old hot water system's exploding, and I thought maybe Indira could help me decide what to get next.
Oh, that's good. Your 30-year-old hot water system has just exploded right now?
As we speak.
Okay, good. Thank you for calling us. Maybe a plumber.
Yes.
But,
well, in fact, in the latest Choice magazine, there's an article called In Hot Water, Choosing the Best Hot Water System for You.
And what caller was missing?
Indira, did you pay this person to call us up?
Sounds like it, doesn't it? But no, that was completely random.
Well, there you go.
How bad is it getting at your place, madam?
Let's see. I've dropped the kids off, come back, and my garage is just a little bit flooded, shall we say?
Flooded?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And flooded. What part of the country are you calling us from?
Belrose, New South Wales.
Ah, okay.
Exciting.
If it was Brisbane, it's
illegal to flood your garage.
Well, don't worry. I'm putting jugs underneath so we can drink it later.
Lovely. That'll be delicious.
Well, we can't give you a hot water system, but we can give you Dirty Harry.
There you go.
Excellent. My husband will be ecstatic.
Thank you, Michelle. Hello, Robert.
G'day. How are you?
Yeah, excellent, sir. What's going on?
Listen, I've been watching the ads on TV because they shit me to tears.
Fair
really.
Enough.
This Citroën that they're advertising, for a start, it used to just to transform and do a bit of a bop.
I really like that dancing car. That was a
And now it apparently transforms and skates around the ice and stuff like that.
One step too far for you, Robert?
Yeah, well, I was just wondering whether they'd be a bit upset if I get to the point of saying, yes, I'll have it. Oh, and by the way, where's the button that makes it transform?
Yes,
I need to see it transform before I actually pay for it.
Did Choice get a lot of calls about this? Car's not dancing?
Well, you know, I think there's a point there that could be slightly misleading advertising.
All right.
Yeah,
did
fair
you
enough.
Get a lot of that, people calling in saying the ad suggested this and, you know?
Yep, definitely. I mean, even with something like bread, we recently looked at wholemeal bread. And it says that it's wholemeal on the package, but when you look at the label, it actually contains quite a bit of white flour, not wholemeal flour. So very misleading. So, there's a lot of products out there that should be more clearly labelled.
Do they call you about the X-ray glasses? It's just the bones of someone's hand on the inside of the lens. That's all it is. So when you look at your hand, it's not technically, you know, when you look at the woman in the bikini, nothing. Just bones of the hand again.
I know.
What are you doing about that?
No. Is that why it's not working?
Yeah, there it is. Hello, Belinda.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, no, I was just going to ask. Are you guys still doing the stupid words? Or the
well, yeah, we've got words if you like.
We'll take anything today.
I might just say to Tony Martin, long-time listener, first-time caller, and late show lover.
Oh, good on you. It's still available.
I've got them here. I've been watching them. How sad. I have no life. My word for you guys is the best word to say Schnitzengruben or Glockenspiel.
Ooh, well, Schnitzengruben?
What is the second one? What does that mean?
Schnitzengruben? It's a German sausage.
I think we'd like to hear Indira say both of those words.
Well, actually, Hitler's original name, I understand, was Schnickelgruber.
Ooh!
And he changed it to Hitler.
I like Hitler now. All of a sudden, he sounded like a cool guy. If only he'd kept that name.
Can you give us a little Glockenspiel?
Glockenspiel.
Oh, look at that. Pronunciation. Thank you, Belinda. Last time, Errol, are you there?
Good morning, fellas. How are you going?
Excellent, sir. Excellent. What's going on?
Well, I want to know which genius in fashion has decided that 80s are back. We're talking polka dots, white jeans and bubble skirts.
Yeah,
I mean,
no!
Off the go! That's
saw a guy dressed as like a packet of Lifesavers Five Flavors the other day. He had a bright green headband, a massively, like, amazingly pink kind of hooped shirt, and green jeans. Hang on a second. He looked like an extra from Back to the Future. You know,
I must admit that when it was going on in the '80s, everyone was dressed like Loverboy and going, "This is great. This will never go out of fashion." Not like that ludicrous '70s we've just got through. And I mean, Indira, I notice you very tasteful. You haven't gone for any acid wash jeans. You've not bought into the whole '80s revival.
No, I haven't. It doesn't come up very well on camera, I found.
Have you just teleported somewhere, Eric?
You've gone bionic.
Yeah, sorry. To the 80s.
Back to the 80s. Wow, what technology are you using?
can you assassinate Duran Duran for me? What was that noise?
It was just the radio being turned up and then back down. Do you want me to do it again?
Yeah, we loved it.
No, it didn't quite work the same.
No.
Well, I think we should send him back to the 80s with a copy of Sudden Impact. That was the 80s one.
It's going to be brand new. Thank you, Errol, and thank you, everyone.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, well, that's our consumer watch. I think we've kicked the asses of the chonks and frauds out there. What do they say on the Today Tonight now?
My favourite phrase is name and shame.
Name and shame. And a lot of people are playing the blame game.
Oh, the blame game.
I'm not sure what the blame game is, but there's a lot of people playing it.
It's a board game for the whole family.
It's something to do with political correctness gone mad. Indira, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
When are the shonkies if people want to, book a seat?
They can't really book a seat, but...
it sounds shonky.
All right.
It
does.
October the 19th, it'll be in all the papers and on Today Tonight and the Current Affair, no doubt.
October 19th, isn't it interesting that Boytown, Mick Molloy's new film, is opening on the same day as the Shonkies? What can that mean? Ed will be doing live crosses from the Shonkies.
I want to go. I can't wait.
So he will see you there. I must thank everyone who works on this fine program. Nikki, our producer, Katie on the phone, Matt Dow down in the lab, and Veronica Marsland pushing buttons. Until all hours. What about the knob jockeys around the network? We love their work.
Sizzle merchants.
And we'll have more news on that Get This limited edition album next week, hopefully, when the lawyers have had
their
say.
It's free.
It's going to be free.
Yeah, you've got to say that.
For the listeners.
Yeah.
And Indira, I think you can do our key phrase today. Which one do you like?
Name and shame.
Christ. And we'll be back on Monday with Pete Smith.
Ooh.
And it's all thanks to the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito.
Don't.
Now it's all out and you know.
I do my own hair and makeup.